You're listening to
the last year and a half of the Bush administration.
Australians have sacrificed a wide range of freedoms, apparently for security, and most Australians have no idea what rights have been taken away.
We'll put forward our alternative.
I stood up and said the policy was wrong, with Iraq specifically.
You want to talk to the President of the United States?
Gracias. Buenos dias. The day is coming, the day is coming, when the Americans will chart their own course for a better life. The day is coming, the day is coming. Americans have the freedom they have awaited for so long. As long as the regime maintains its monopoly over the political and economic life of the millions of other Americans, the United States will keep the manipulation in place. For all other Americans, more than 100 million men, women, and children, innocent Americans. The day is coming. The day is coming. Business as usual is unacceptable. I ask other countries to review their own laws and policies.
3.3 million Australians will have
amnesia and strange behaviour.
And it's not banned.
Churchmen spent more time encouraging virtue in governments. We would have ultimately a better society and a church that is more respected.
We need a return to faith and the values which have made our country strong.
I'd like for you to turn your Bible to the book of Revelation. Here in the book of Revelation, we have these words. I will spew thee out of my mouth. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, we thank you for such an hour that we're living in. Amen. You may be seated.
Great to know that there's such testosterone these days.
Education.
concentration camps and killing fields.
What did they ask of us?
Thanks to good policies here in Washington, we spend the people's money wisely. For all other Americans, the right to choose someplace better. Don't they won't have to try to sweep you. I do not support independence. For the millions of other Americans, I know we're here in Washington. We will help investigating innocent Americans.
Talking nonsense! Or flip this man! Bison dies more!
I suspect innocent Americans.
The U.S., where strong men unilaterally decide the fates of their country and destabilize the democratic foundations of their neighbors.
Prime Minister Howard has made clear that he thinks this is a good deal.
Maintaining security is crucial to the interests of the United States.
President Bush and I look forward to Congress as a full partner in this initiative.
The president had military advisors who looked at the war plan, who decided that they had a certain number of troops that were needed to execute the war plan. The president listened to his advisors, he listened to those who were to execute the war plan, and he made the decision on that basis. We will go back at some point in time, examine what we might have done differently, what might have been better, that's the way big operations are. Of coalition forces at the time of the liberation of Iraq. We will go back.
I challenge the Prime Minister to actually show they are dead.
About what may or may not have happened over the past 5 years, I honor a relationship that I truly believe has been laying the foundation for peace.
It may not threaten Earth.
It could be tomorrow, could be in 10,000 years. We can't really tell.
Cosmic flash.
We'd be crazy not to have a strong relationship with the United States.
I'm pleased to be able to offer you a new job under this workplace agreement. You get a new title, assistant manager, more flexibility, more responsibility. You work hard, you make more.
I'll stick with what I've got, thanks.
Hey, Phil, you can't do this.
Well, I believe you'll find I can.
It's either my way, you don't take the highway.
It really is important for me to come out here and see firsthand the situation. And there's no question. I also am out here to make sure these firefighters behind me. It really is important for me to come out here and see firsthand the situation. And there's no question. And the first responders know how much I appreciate. It really is important for me to come out here and see firsthand the situation. And there's no question. Firsthand the situation. And there's no question.
There's homes being destroyed right now as we speak. With a helicopter from San Diego, we flew over and got an aerial view of the fires. But I'm here, and I have to say that this is really one of the biggest fires that I've ever seen, and very intense fires. So we're just waiting for the winds to die down. You should know that you're not out there by yourself fighting this fire, but I'm here.
Fight and win this war. We will direct every resource at our command, every means of diplomacy, every tool of intelligence, every instrument of law enforcement, every financial influence, and every necessary weapon of war.
whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to your enemies, justice will be done. Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. I have a message for our military. Be ready.
Basically, this one is an expelling round. When we fire it, it dumps out grenades. 88 grenades dump out. They drop down, and some of them will bounce up, and it'll get you about chest high.
Why do they hate us? On, and we are winning. Are we winning? North Korea is a regime arming with missiles and weapons of mass destruction. Peaceful efforts to disarm the Iraqi regime have failed again and again. Iran aggressively pursues these weapons and exports terror. The United States and other nations did nothing to deserve or invite this threat. The Iraqi regime has plotted to develop anthrax and nerve gas. The United States of America has the sovereign authority to use force in assuring its own national security. Our war against terror is only beginning. That duty falls to me as Commander-in-Chief. And nuclear weapons. By the oath I have sworn, by the oath I will keep. Biological. This is not a question of authority. Chemical. It is a question of will. States like these. By the oath I have sworn. And their terrorist allies. By the oath I will keep. Constitute an axis of evil. The United States and our allies are authorized to use force in ridding Iraq of weapons of mass destruction. Biological. Weapons of mass destruction. Chemical. Saddam Hussein and his sons must leave Iraq within 48 hours. Thousands of dangerous killers, schooled in the methods of murder. Their refusal to do so will result in military conflict. Axis of evil at a time of our choosing. Spread throughout the world like ticking time bombs set to go off without warning. And all Iraqi military and civilian personnel should listen carefully to this warning. We will develop and deploy effective missile defenses to protect America. Do not destroy oil wells or nuclear weapons from threatening the United States. Should listen carefully. Axis of evil. To this warning. Do not destroy oil wells with weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Whatever it costs to defend our country, we will pay. The United Nations Security Council has not lived up to its responsibilities, so we will rise to ours. We will fight with the full force and might of the United States military, and we will prevail. Terror is only beginning.
I believe that the effort that has been directed to this point has been sufficiently intense that it is highly unlikely that there were large stockpiles of deployed, militarized chemical and biological weapons there.
tomorrow.
Turns out we were all wrong, probably, in my judgment, and that is most disturbing.
And I promise this to the people of Darfur. The United States will avert our eyes from a crisis that challenges the conscience of the world. My administration has a responsibility to help genocide.
Be the president of America like my daddy. He's a mean son of a bitch, he's the Big Mac baddie. So he got me an election that he took from Al Gore. Cause the pussy don't know a damn thing about war. I am the king of the world, my kingdom's under construction, and I'm building it with weapons of mass destruction. The United States has divided nations, got billions of dollars of bombs and we're not gonna waste them. Johnny Howard is a puppet, I got my hand up his ass. If he wants to suck my cock, I'll go to the top of the class. I go to war when I want to, I'll make the first strike. Cause I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I said I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I said I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I am the biggest bullshitter ever got on a mic. I am a George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. There was a man called Satan, but they called him a saint. He had everything I want, and it drove me insane. This diplomacy is the thing of the past. To just put two atomic fucking caps in his ass. I get hard on my man on the button at night. I'm delivering peace in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm the Ayatollah of a rock and roller. I'm the dickhead tater in your Coca-Cola. I call him Mr. Nike, and he said, just do it. I flop my cock to Tony Blair, and he blew it. Syria, North Korea, come here, I'm picking up a fight. Because I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. Say I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I am a George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I'm killing Arabs, killing niggas, gooks, bunnies, and kikes. Because I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I go to summits all the time, but they're just a distraction. We need a little less conversation, more action. It's my planet, and I'll bomb if I want to. And I'll fuck anybody at the party that I want to. A man with a cock this big got an obligation to stick it into every nation. I'm digging for gold, and I'm leaving McDonald's. If you find shit in your brain, it's a probably Ronald's. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Can you believe we programmed you to buy this shit? Well, don't clap yet, because here's the best bit. I reckon a lot of them Muslims is gonna get killed, cause Osama bitch Laden won't fuck stand still. I'm bombing everything along the axis of evil. It's genocide, but I never liked them brown fucking people. On the forest and the rivers and the land and the sea, on the moon, cause my daddy fucking gave it to me. You can't touch this bitch, because I'm rich and I'm white. I'm fucking George, fucking Junior, fucking do what I like. George Junior, I do what I like. I said I'm George Junior, I do what I like. And the meanest motherfucker ever got on a mic. Said I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I'm George Bush Jr., I do what I like. Said I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I called up my guy, said are you on my side? He said you're George Bush Jr., you do what you like. Said I'm George Bush Jr., I do what I like.
Every one of us wishes this war were over and won. It is still within our power to shape the outcome of this battle. Let us find our resolve and turn events toward victory. In the end, I chose this course of action because it provides the best chance for success. Many in this chamber understand that America must not fail in Iraq, because you understand that the consequences of failure would be grievous and far-reaching. Our country is pursuing a new strategy in Iraq, and I ask you to give it a chance to work. And I ask you to support our troops in the field and those on their way. Our cause in the world is right, and tonight that cause goes on. God bless.
Troops in Iraq, known as the troop surge, has improved security there. In an interview with CNN, Mr. Cheney says he believes a report on the US-led crackdown due next month will reveal significant progress, show more than 1,600 civilians were killed in July, one-third more than in the previous month. In news just in, police in Iraq say at least 10 people have been killed in a car bomb attack in central Baghdad. At least 20 were wounded in the blast near a popular ice cream shop in the mainly Shiite district of Karada. Meanwhile, in the east of the capital, three U.S. soldiers have been killed and six injured when a roadside bomb detonated near their patrol.
We're working hard to wage war. We're working hard. We're working hard. We're working hard to wage war. To wage war.
When decisions are hard, and courage is needed.
We're working hard to wage war. To wage war.
As the United States will continue
to wage war.
We can make sure
to wage war.
Bin Laden, you can trust the man. Bin Laden, you can trust the man. Bin Laden, you can trust the man.
America, a free country.
A threat to world peace, a serious threat.
America, a free country.
A threat to world peace, a serious threat.
America,
a threat to world peace, a threat to world peace.
America, a free country.
A threat to world peace, a serious threat.
Bin Laden, you can trust the man.
America, a free country.
A threat to world peace, a serious threat.
Bin Laden, you can trust the man.
Here's a favourite old Bush song, and we'd like you all to sing along.
The old gum tree.
Like this.
From one place of detention to another, Dr. Hanif will be held at Villawood Detention Centre, where detainees are charged about $120 for every day that they're locked up.
I've talked to the Prime Minister of Australia about this, but I want people to know that we have acted very quickly, the authorities have acted very quickly to deal with potential future.
Now we'll have some fun with this song.
I suspect Dr. Hanif passes the character test. I have come to the conclusion, I reasonably suspect, that Dr. Hanif passes the character test.
Merry, merry king of the bush.
I have parallel to that responsibility to turn my mind to criminal conduct, turning my mind to criminal conduct, to turn my mind to criminal conduct passes the character test.
But the point I'd make is that I think there have been established links, that's the point. But the point I'd make is that I have no specific information. The point I would make is that in Australia, people are presumed guilty until proven innocent. One wouldn't be surprised. But the point I'd make is that I think there have been established links. Now, I, again, don't follow the investigation that closely to know, but I have no specific information. It's a pleasure. I think there have been established links. I have no specific information. It's a pleasure. And so you can't necessarily get access to the people with whom you wish to speak and consult. And so the Act was amended. In Australia, people are presumed guilty until proven innocent. It's a pleasure. In Australia, people are presumed guilty until proven innocent. And so the Act was amended. It's a pleasure.
This is clearly 100% about politics and about the government's short-term political survival. Any government that sacrifices basic legal principles and basic freedoms for their own short-term political interests as a government, but it's against freedom and against democracy. It's an absolute disgrace, and it should send a chill down the spine of every Australian. It's the perfect example of guilt by association.
The old gum tree. Fly a flag on you, Ariel.
Well, the best way to keep prices down and keep Australians out, now let's not muck around and pretend
democracy, and importantly, let me offer military action.
And it's in the best interest of the Liberal Party that I do so.
The feeling within my own party has grown very strongly.
They've got a right to express their anger. They want to express it to me.
This is a dangerous mission and a dangerous situation.
And there's one thing I will fight for to my last political breath and create chaos for the people, completely destabilise and destroy a humanitarian value.
We were reminded of this just overnight with the terrible attack. And there is absolutely no doubt, I don't think many strategists would disagree with this, that if there was a defeat, it would be a massive victory to the Australian Labor Party.
Hi, are you still there? Is it okay with the sounds? Was the beat missed perhaps a couple of times here or there? Well, if you want to get back to me or send me your recordings, web links, letter, postcard, whatever you may think of, there's a splendid way of doing it with high reliability, discretion, and no spam hassles at all. So send me your ideas for this show and future programs by mailing to Martin Radio, Post Office Box 342, Post Office Nimbim 2480. If from overseas, add Australia. I repeat, Martin Radio, P.O. Box 342, Post Office Nimbim, N-I-M-B-I-N spelled, 2480, and Australia for the overseas.
You're listening to
Nimbin Radio Media, .libsyn.com. Nimbin Radio Media.
Vote for me.
We are going to sell out the many thousands of workers in the mining and power generation industries. There is undeniable evidence that our climate is changing.
The new Airbus has been landing in Sydney and has been showing off. Some people coined it an obese, ugly aeroplane. But it has been constructed to be capable of catering over 800 passengers or alternatively 150 obese passengers.